Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Hong Kong, 1972, The Root of a Problem. The reporter asked, in the minds of some people, the sudden attraction of Western youth to Eastern religion, Prabhupada, no, it is not Eastern. That is a wrong conception. God is for everyone. When I speak of Krishna consciousness to Eastern people, they say, what is this Krishna? We know Krishna. What do we have to learn from Swamiji? Again, familiarity breeds contempt. But in the Western countries, when we speak of Krishna, they see the philosophy, they see the science, and they become attracted. Krishna is for everyone. Krishna is neither Western nor Eastern. But Easterners, especially Indians, they have learned to reject. That is their education, immediately reject Krishna. This is their new culture, to reject everything. At least Jawaharlal Nehru began like that. Anything Indian is bad, everything London made is good. That was his philosophy. And if one European would go to see him, immediately admission. And if an Indian goes to see him, 3 days he has to wait. So Jawaharlal made this impression. Quote, everything Indian is bad and anything made in London. Because he was made in London. He was educated in London. In my household life, I did some business and I had to see Jawaharlal Nehru when he was a common man. I went to his house. I saw it. It is completely Europeanized, although he is in Khadi. His father hated Indian medicine. Motilal Nehru. I was selling medicine, so I introduced him to one preparation, and Motilal Nehru says, doctor, in case of medicine, please do not prescribe Indian. You see? So this is our mentality. We have got all foreign mentality, but we are claiming that we have become independent. But we are not independent. We have been culturally conquered by the materialistic advancement of foreign countries. We have lost our own culture. That is our position. My comment. Prabhupada directly described the root cause of contemporary India's atheistic, anti-traditional leanings. The national leadership of India, beginning with Nehru, abhorred Indian culture and trained the people accordingly. No compromises from Prabhupada. The reporter continued. Thank you so much. I'm sure Prabhupada interrupted him. So many Indian swamis, they requested me to dress myself with coat and pants. I never agreed. See all my pictures? Why should I take to coat pant? What is use? Now my students, they are giving up coat pant. And girls, they are taking to saris. There is now even a good demand for saris in Europe and America. And then I comment. They were even telling me here that I should wear diplomat's clothes instead of dhoti. They were ashamed. Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. So we shall go now. My comment. Although his example of coat pant is simple, Prabhupada's message of no compromise is essential for those who preach. Dhammadesh went on to write his article for the Asia magazine, which was sent out in newspapers throughout Asia. The article came out a month later with pictures of Prabhupada's reception at the Park Hotel and excerpts from the interview. The article turned out neither sweet nor complimentary, and it received many angry letters of complaint from readers throughout Asia. I also visited the Asia news editor and complained. He agreed, saying, Dhammadesh is too cynical. We should have sent someone else. But it was too late. The article had already been published. If at all possible, devotees lining up newspaper and magazine coverage should demand the right to approve articles prior to publication. God's Dollhouse. Prabhupada's visit to our temple ended with a report. With the reporter's interview. On his way out, Prabhupada saw a handmade doll's house in the corner of the temple room. Jagatarini had custom designed and personally pieced together the cross-section plastic doll's house. It had different rooms, and she had outfitted it with small furniture, velvet carpets, mirrors, and toys. Prabhupada walked over and looked inside. In one small corner of the plushly decorated doll's house was an altar in a small temple room. On a throne sat Jagatarini's Ladu Gopal Didi, Bal Krishna. We used to call him Bala. When Prabhupada saw the deity, he seemed surprised, but then he joined his hands together before his heart in respect. My comment, Prabhupada did not seem to notice any peculiarity in a Ladu Gopal deity being in a doll's house. He saw that a deity of Krishna was being cared for, and he simply offered his respects. I think I'll end here. Okay, Hare Krishna.